All right, back here at Montevideo High School, Paul Ramel here, along with Ken Fransky now. Grace Johnson just went down to grab some of the shadow captains and Coach Wager, and we'll talk to them. And Ken, we're trying to get the rank points and see how close it was.
We are. We've got Grace out working the crowd, and she's working her two aunts, you know, that are coaches on other teams, and she's going to try to find it from Sarah, and maybe Carly has that information. But yeah, it's disappointing when you don't know how close things were, but yet it was a great day. A great day for not only Shadows going first in Jazz, second in Kick, but a really strong, powerful day for Section 3A dance competition again.
And just recapping as we wait for Coach Wager here, Jazz, the top three teams go to state. Montevideo Gold Dusters took third place in Jazz. Yellow Medicine Silhouettes took second place in Jazz. And your Section 3A champions in Jazz, the Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. High Kick, Montevideo Gold Dusters, third place. Lacapaw Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, second place. Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, Section 3A champions in High Kick. That is your results here. And what's important, as we mentioned, is the rank points. And Ken, that tells you, the judges, just how close. I mean, how close, we want to know how close it was.
Right, because if we remember, I mean, they get judged in those 10 categories by each individual judge. So if there's seven judges today, you know, your perfect score would be 700 total points.
Yeah.
But the rank points is taking how the seven judges place each of the 11 teams performing today. And then you throw out the high judge score and the low judge rank score, and you average the middle five.
Okay.
So, you know, that could be where, say, out of the seven, five placed our Shadows in number one, one placed them in two, and one placed them in four. One of the number one placements would get thrown out. One of the number, or the last number four would get thrown out. So with seven judges, two being tossed out, the perfect rank point would be a 5.0, where all five judges said the Shadows or YME or whoever was the best team out of the 11 today.
All right, let's get, they got the Shadow captains here. Why don't you have them come in? Grab a headset here. We got Riley Sawatsky with me, and Haley Coyle, and Emily. We'll talk with Riley and Haley first, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Riley.
Hi, Paul. How are you? Thank you so much.
Going to state again.
Yep, we're going. I am so excited. I can't even, like, explain how I feel right now.
That's right. What were your thoughts when they were going through the awards there?
Well, I was really nervous because, you know, us and YME, we've just been close all year long, so it can go either way. I mean, it just depends on how well each of us performs. So we didn't really know because we both had amazing performances.
Yep.
So it just was how it shook down today. And, you know, for Jazz, we felt amazing when we left that floor. I can't even describe how we felt. I think we just...
You killed it.
We killed it.
We killed it.
Every single part of it was... Boom pow.
As Grace was saying, they hit it. They hit their spots, right?
We hit all of our spots.
Now, you and Emily are on Jazz.
Yes.
Haley, you're on High Kick.
Yes.
Talk about the High Kick performance here, Haley.
We had a really good High Kick performance. This week we really practiced on nailing the things that had struggled in this year. And we nailed it. And it was amazing. We kicked as high as we could, and it was awesome.
Ken took a picture of you guys kicking, and you're
above our heads,
calf muscles above your head.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I honestly can't tell you, because it is amazing how your body will morph into different positions when you're doing a routine.
Do you train your leg muscles?
Oh, yes.
How do you do that?
Absolutely. We do a lot of different stretching activities at practice.
Okay.
It's a lot of flexibility that goes into everything, and then stamina, all about stamina.
Nice.
If you can't get through the routine, then we got to work on stamina.
Haley, have you heard the rank points yet?
I haven't heard the rank points yet.
Yeah, that's what we're great. I sent Grace down there to find out.
Yeah.
She's not back yet. But, yeah, well, congratulations. You know, you can get YME back at state. In
right,
hockey,
yeah. Right.
You've been going back and forth.
Yes.
That's the goal?
Yes. For Jazz, we want to take on St. Cloud Cathedral.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ready.
Did you compete with them this year?
We have. We beat... No. I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember what we did. A part of me wants to say that we, like, split with them at one point.
Okay.
But then I can't remember. I don't think so. but we were very close to them in points.
Okay.
We what?
Oh, okay. We'll talk with Emily here in a little bit. Haley, thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys coming up and talking to me. And looking forward to Target Center. Are you excited?
Oh, we're so excited.
You get to stay in motels and perform at Target Center again.
Yeah. Yes. So many memories are yet to come.
All three of you seniors?
No, just Haley and I. And then Layla's the other senior.
Okay, how many seniors are there?
Three.
Yep. Okay, all right. Well, good. Thanks, Riley, for coming up.
Yes, of course.
To watch you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Paul.
I make it to the state tournament.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Paul.
Riley Swatsky and Haley Coyle. Now we're going to talk with Emily Torstensen. And Emily, congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about the Jazz routine here. Detail. I want to hear details of the Jazz.
Wow. Okay. Well,
what's the theme? How'd it come about? Yeah.
It's really just about showing everybody who we are, and we've worked and come such a long way, especially this year. We've taken on a lot of new girls, and we've really just had to prove ourselves every single time. And the song says, like you want to show people who I am, so we kind of taken that, and it's like, it's who we are, and we just go out there, and we just show a lot of emotion, and I think the song has a lot of emotion, and that's what... Yeah, a lot of power, too, and we really sell that, I think.
Well, you made Grace cry during the performance, and I think a lot of moms crying, too, and that's what you're going for, right?
Yeah, a lot of us were crying, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's very an emotional time, especially sections and with seniors, like, oh, this is their last sections, this is their last, and, that final step. Once you're at state, you're there, you know? It's
right.
It's like that last bit.
Yep.
So it was very emotional.
Well, and Jazz, you're Section 3A champions.
Yep.
And I like the smile on your face.
Yeah. Very, very proud of all the girls.
Nice.
Very proud.
You work hard.
Yes.
So you're going to kill it next week on the Target Center.
We are.
All right.
We are.
We'll see you down there. I'll be down there. Thanks, girls, for coming up. Why don't you just slide out and hand the headsets to Coach Wager and Ken, and thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, as we transition here with Coach Wager and Ken Fransky, the girls are going to go back down on the floor. They're looking for more pictures down there. They're looking for more pictures down there. There's a lot of picture taking going on the Mountain Video gym floor now. Of course, the picture taking probably will keep going here for another 20 minutes or so. And joining us here on our is Coach Carly Wager of the Shadows. Carly, congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to state?
We are going to state. We are so excited.
And that's the goal. You always want to get to state, right?
Yes, that has been our goal all season. We have little goals to help us get there, but that's the end goal.
Just talking with Riley and Haley and Emily, second place in high kick, they know it's going to be close like that.
Yeah.
And they're going to fight and work hard in practice this week, they said, to get back, to get that edge over YME there at state.
Yes, that's what I love about this team. They never give up. They always come back, whether we get first or last, they always come back fighting for more and wanting to improve. So,
okay, I want to get your thoughts then as a coach. First on the Jazz routine, what did you think?
Yes, they nailed it today. Watching it, there's nothing more they could have done. They just left it all out on the floor. We, as coaches, just cried because we knew it was so good. And the girls walked off, and they knew that it was so good, too. So, yes, they nailed it, and they have worked so hard for that first place.
Emily said the Jazz routine it's a very emotional Jazz performance. And we wanted the people to cry in the stands.
Yes.
I told her, you had Grace Johnson crying.
I love that.
And that's what the goal is.
Yes. Yep, you got to sell it in your face.
Yep. So how did you choreograph? How did you come up with that?
So we use a lot of videos for inspiration. I really relied on my choreography team for Jazz because I am not a Jazz person. I didn't grow up, doing studio dance or anything. So we really worked hard together and, created a routine that got us first in the section. So
awesome. Section 3A champions at the Stats and Jazz. Let's talk about your high kick routine.
Yes.
And what were your thoughts after they completed that? Was that one of the best performances of the season?
Yes, that was their best performance by far. We have just spent the last week just really getting nitpicky with little details and stuff, and that can be frustrating sometimes, but that's what also sets us above other teams,
yeah,
too.
What's the little things, then? What are you talking
even
about?
Even, like, finger placements and...
finger placements?
Yes, so, like, hands together or, like, certain angles and just feet together or... just little things like that. Head up on this count, head down on that count. So just very minute little things that you maybe wouldn't think about, but makes a big difference when everybody cleans it up in general. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, it was a great performance. You know, and hats off to Yellow Medicine East. That's the first time I saw them. That was the jungle routine, right?
Yes, yes.
And amazing.
They have been great competitors. It's been so fun to compete against them this year.
So now this week, preparing for state, will you change anything in the high kick to make it a little more different? You just leave it alone, try to kill it.
Yeah, we'll just leave it alone and keep trying to tweak the little things that maybe didn't go so smooth today. But yes, they definitely left it all out on the floor today.
Okay, how about these fans here?
Oh, that is...
And the alumni, the alumni.
Yes, it's the fans and the alumni that really carries the team and just gives them the energy to push through the dance. So we are so thankful that they brought their energy today and their support.
They sure did. Ken, have you found out rank points yet?
Carly had them, but I'm working my magic pulse, so I'm going to take credit. She told me a little bit, but I was wrapping up things here.
Okay.
Carly and I weren't talking about the third place finishers, so in Jazz, give me 1 second, Paul.
Yep, no, that's all right. As you're doing that, Ken, the captains, talk about your captains, your leaders on the shadows here.
Yes, so our captains, you've just spoken to them, Riley, Emily, and Haley. They have just been awesome leaders and role models this year. They just know how to motivate the girls and lift them up when they're feeling down or frustrated. And so they have just really carried the team this year.
Good.
And just kept that fire lit and continued to motivate them and push them. So they're a huge asset to our team, and we will really miss Riley and Haley next year as they're seniors. So,
how many seniors do you have on the team?
We just have three.
Three, yeah.
So
that's
Riley,
okay.
Haley, and Layla.
Yep, that's what they said. Layla has her foot injury.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun watching you perform. I love the section dance. It's a great atmosphere. First-year head coach.
Yes.
You knocked it out of the park there.
Thank you.
Carly. And your first year is going well.
Yes, very well.
And you're looking forward to state. Now you got, as a head coach, you got all these little things to prepare for state.
Exactly. It's going to be a crazy, busy, hectic week, but we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
Can you rely on Lisa a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to get through this year without her. She's just been such a great support system and just has helped me along the way. She said she's learned a lot over her 19, you know, years, and so she's been so helpful.
Yep. I had her up here earlier today, too, and the tears were flowing.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she loves, her passion just comes through.
Yes, it does. And yeah, we are so thankful for her love and support with the Shadows.
And I wrote down that, you know, well, Lisa was your coach.
Yes.
back in the 2000s. There we go. There we got it.
College. Yes.
2008, 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
And you went to state all 3 years.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Good memories for you?
Oh, wonderful memories. Yes, that was just such an exciting time. And just I just want the girls to experience the atmosphere of the Target Center because it's just nothing like it. The lights and the space, it's just awesome.
So, Ken, what do you got for a rank point?
Here we go, Paul. For our fans at home, I don't have the total points that got sent to me, but in Jazz, again, third place finish, Montevideo was our third place finisher with a rank point of 14. So this is kind of like we were talking all day. There's kind of a separation and a fight for third place, and then second and first place was probably a two-team fight. Second place in Jazz was YME with a rank point of 6. And then our Shadows take Section 3A champions for the fifth straight year row with a rank point of 5.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean, well, technically it's a perfect score, but when we looked at them, Carly and I, quick, you know, we might have got a couple first place votes from the judges, and so did YME, but when the tops and bottoms get knocked out, that's the way it kind of fell. So we're going to call that kind of the best score you could have hoped for is a rank point of 5 with 7 judges. So very, very tight. In Kick, we have the same 3 teams in third place, Montevideo, Goldusters with a rank point of 13. Then our Shadows in second place with a rank point of 6. And then YME, our Section 3A champions, knocked off our 5 consecutive year reigning champions of the Shadows with a rank point of 5. So we flip-flop with a fist fight, dog fight, kick it out, jazz it out. And I think Carly and I, if we did the math quick rate on total points and kick, total points of the 7 judges, so 700 total points, it was possible. I think it was 15 we saw it quick, yeah. Carly, on that. But I didn't get that information on jazz. So it was tight all the way around, just like we kind of expected today. Yeah. And I think that bodes well, Carly. I mean, I haven't seen all the other section competitors perform, but usually when Section 3A is that tight, that bodes well for next weekend for the 12 teams coming to the state tournament.
Yes, yep.
So out of the section, who will be top then?
So at state, we have been...
been watching the other sections?
Yes, okay. We've been kind of neck and neck with St. Cloud Cathedral.
Okay.
So it's kind of been a fight between St. Cloud Cathedral, YME.
Is there a section today, or was that yesterday?
Yep, that was today.
Today, okay,
yes.
All right.
Yep.
So we'll see how they do there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep you longer because I know you want people want pictures with you and stuff. And it's kind of fun, isn't it?
It is. Yes. Thank you
so
for having me.
So your experience as a first-year head coach is, you'll love it.
We're heading to state.
You're heading to state. And we'll be there. Grace and Ken and I will be there.
So. Great. Awesome.
Can't wait to cover. Thank you, Carly.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. Carly Wager, head coach of the Shadows. And we'll wrap it up here with Ken as Carly gets away here. And Ken, we're just going to wrap it up here quick. Thanks a lot, Ken, for helping out. We look forward to the state, and state tournament is next Friday.
Friday for jazz and Saturday for kick.
And when does it begin there? You got the...
I got it in front of me. Nope, I think okay. I have it. Maybe here, Paul. Let me flip a couple pages.
Anyway, it's Friday and Saturday at the Target Center. We'll be down there covering it and with interviews and stuff like that. And I know Minnesota High School League has some... COVID restrictions that we got to go by. It'll be a little different for us as years pass. So
right. So Friday, February 18th, Jazz. The doors of Target Center will open at 10:50, and we will officially kick off the Jazz at 11:30 a.m. till about 1:00 p.m. It looks like for
on Friday
for the 12 yep
okay.
teams. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
And the same thing on the and high kick on Saturday.
On Saturday the 19th. Yep. Doors will open at 10:50, and competition will begin at 11:30 for Class Single A. Correct.
All right, real good. Thanks, Ken.
Fun day. Thank you, Paul.
Fun day always here at Section 3.
It is. And for everybody listening back home, be proud of your Cambie Mineota Sensation Girls. Be proud of your Lockbarrow Dawson Boyd Shadow Girls. Pat them on the back. Great competitive level in Section 3 again this year.
And we'll find out how strong Section 3 is next week.
We certainly will. And they'll come to represent all three of those teams for our local West Central Minnesota area.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Maynard back at the studio and to all our fine section sponsors here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gislason's Hardware, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, KB's Bar and Grill, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Doug Service and Marine. Section sports brought to you by Swearable Designs, B. Johnson Electric, American Surplus, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Fixin' Chiropractic, House of Spirits, Canby Farmers Grain, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Citizens Alliance Bank, Southwest Insurance Services, Pete's Electric Motor, Midwest Bank of Dawson, now the Nursery, Rebel Camper Sales and Service, Chad Fuller Construction, B&B Electrical Contractors, Livestock Systems of Dawson, City Hall Bar and Grill. Section sports brought to you by Ag Plus Cooperative, Cliff Fiesman Incorporated, The Mattress Barn Marshall, Prins Bank, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Steve Haas, NB Golf Cars, Prairie Sun Bank, Pyrrhus, Swidzinski for House, Ludwig's and Tiling, Jim's Market, Madison Bottling Company. Section sports brought to you by Kyle's Small Engine Repair, MVTV Wireless, Woodstock Telephone Company, Minnesota Valley Light and Power, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, A&B Auto, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Independent Oil Company, Edward Jones, Sather Building Supplies, Haugen Insurance Agency, Miller Services Incorporated, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance. Other sponsors include Kluver Law Office, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Appleton Area Health, Dawson Truck Parts, Black Parle Mutual Insurance, Sturtevant's of Canby, Drewell Electric, Midwest Truck Parts, United Prairie Bank, Madison Dental Clinic. Section sports brought to you by Canby Co-op Credit Union, Olson Dray Service, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Boris Crop Insurance, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Klein Insurance, Madison, Heartland Eye Care, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Dave's Plumbing and Heating,
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, CCM Health Montevideo, Canby Meat Center, Lee Motor Company. Section sports sponsors include Appleton Building Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Compliment Construction, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Minneota Building Center, State Bank of Taunton, Erickson Chevrolet, and the Jenny O. Turkey Store.